Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
You know, I love podcasts when I get to interview a founder of a company. I have Simon Leslie with me. He's the founder of Inc. Global, a travel media company, and he's got an amazing accent as well. Simon, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Your accent's cool. Mine's just, everyone sounds like this over here.
Yeah, I know we have massive time differences. What country are you from?
I'm in London.
All righty. All right, Simon. So tell me this. I always like to start with, how did your entrepreneurial journey start? Like, how did you know, hey, I'm not going to work for anybody. I'm going to run my own, you know, I'm going to captain my own ship.
Well, I've got to go back a long way, but I'm gonna take you on this journey. So I started, my very first job was 17 years old. I was knocking on doors, selling insurance. That's how I started working. And I went from there to owning my own business. My first business was a real estate agent. Because no one would give me a job when I was 17 because I was too spotty. So I said, okay, I'm gonna buy my own one. So that was my first foray. Two more failures after that. I started what is today Inc. And Inc. Was launched in 94. And the real reason was I didn't want to work for anybody else. I didn't want to have a boss.
It's funny because whenever I hear these stories and they always go in the same direction. You know, an entrepreneur who gets a bite of freedom will fail five times to get the one. Because when you get the one, it's a get out of jail free pass in life. It's your lifetime get out of jail free pass. So it's worth the multiple steps that it may take to get it right.
But there's a sort of a story about this as well, because we were about 3 years in and we're about to go bust again. And I'm like, oh, I can't face this. I can't go and tell my dad that number five business needs to be started. And that day I opened the banking software and a deposit had come in for £57,000, which was about $100,000 in those days from a big German bank. And it was that money. It's what I did with that money, how I used that money effectively. When they came back and asked for it back 4 years later, I was obviously able to pay it back. But I think it must have been a miracle. I'm either very lucky or somebody up there was looking down on me, because one, German banks don't tend to make mistakes. They don't tend to miss these things at year ends, and they certainly don't find it. And the most interesting part about that story was on the day that we got notified of it was the day we sold the business for the first time.
So you got to love $100,000 of cash flow, even cash when you're in dire need. Tell me this. Let's talk about Inc. Global. Why is this the business? Why is this the one that's been around now 28 years?
Well, we've had a bit of a interesting last 2.5 years. You know, when you're in travel media and they shut the airports, they switch off the planes and nobody's traveling. You know, the reason we'd survived so long is that travel had been a booming sector for so long. No matter what goes on in the world, we just strolled past it. We went through it all, and then along came COVID, and it really hurt us. We were tracking for 150 million in 2020, and we went from 150 million down to zero. All the wise sages like my mum and my dad and my friends said, come on, this isn't your fault. You've done well. You've had a good innings. Chuck the towel in. And I went, no. This might not be my fault, but this is definitely my responsibility to get us out of this. And that's why I went to work. And for the last 25 months, I wrote a diary. I kept a diary every day of everything went on, my emotions, how I felt. And I reached out to a lot of friends of yours, friends of mine. In the end, I got 52 of them to come in and talk to my team, just to keep them inspired, because I realized from the previous difficult periods, you need to keep your staff engaged. You need to either find people that other people don't want, or you've got to make sure you retain as much of your core team as you can. So I brought all these speakers in. And then what became aware afterwards is the speakers were talking to them, but at the same time they were inspiring me. They were changing my same mindset, the way I was seeing the world, the way I saw the business. I said, there's no way this business I'm coming out, there's no way I'm going through hell and not getting a gift to take back with me, right?
Yeah.
That was the first point. And there's no way that this business I'm gonna not come out of this with something that I feel like I've salvaged something from this drama.
Yeah, and that's Napoleon Hill's philosophy in Think and Grow Rich. He says, for every setback, there is always an equal lesson that will pay equal to whatever you went through. And I mean, he firmly believes that. I've been in business long enough where I believe it as well. It's just, it is amazing what you can learn. What did you learn in this? I mean, what's the one overriding thing 2 years later, you know, things are turning around, I hope. And what did you learn out of this that you can share with my audience?
I wish I could share one thing. I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to be a bit greedy and share a couple.
That's fine.
Firstly, that every single opportunity is gift wrapped as a problem, gift wrapped with a problem. And most people are not brave enough to unwrap the problem, to go through the pain, to go through the frustration, to capture the growth at the other side or the opportunity at the other side. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you use the same part of your brain to try and fix the problem as the one you're using to understand the problem, you're never going to get yourself out of this. And you have to go mentally to somewhere you've never been before and have a different way of thinking and different way of seeing the world if you want to come out with a different opportunity. Otherwise,
No, I apologize. I had heard a quote, like something on the lines that if you use the same thinking that caused the problem as the same thinking that's solving it, there's, you're going to have a problem there.
The problem's not going away. And the third thing is, and I heard this the other day and I love this because this sort of sums it up. It was like, I don't know who invented the water, but it certainly wasn't the fish. And I think the beautiful thing about that is you've got to take the fish out of the water for them to really appreciate the water. And I said to my team yesterday, I took out my management team. I said, the next 7 months are going to be incredible. What we're going to achieve in the next 7 months is going to blow away anything we've ever done in the previous 5 or 10 years. So you've got to have a sense of belief and a sense of confidence. And I've called it unfair advantage many a times. I said, I have an unfair advantage in my belief system that I believe that with absolute certainty, I'm going to win.
Yeah. And you know what, you have to have that. There is, I always write down qualities that I think entrepreneurs have. And I remember there was a time when I would do seminars because I wrote a book and I stopped doing them because I'd be filled with an audience of people that did not have the personal qualities that it didn't matter what business you gave them. And I realized I'm not going to be responsible for you because of what you just said. If you don't have that belief system, it's hard to be an entrepreneur.
I mean, my mantra has always been success is driven by belief. And I've now changed it to success is driven by absolute uncertainty, absolute certainty belief.
Yeah, no, you just, oh no, it's amazing. I have Simon Leslie with me here today. He is the founder of Inc. Global, a travel media company. So this is a dumb question. Travel media company, what exactly does that do? That media word threw me off.
There's no such thing as a dumb question, Sean. They're all great questions. What I've created is a marketplace for brands. So any of your listeners here are looking for new customers, and the traveler has always been the creme de la creme of the consumer. You know, people say, "Oh, I'm not interested in travelers." Now, are you interested in the fastest moving consumer, the consumer that's got lots of disposable income, multiple homes, spends many days of the year away in hotels, is used to luxuries, is used to spoiling, putting stuff on credit cards? It's the ultimate consumer, and that's what I do. Is I match brands with those consumers at every part of the journey. So it was when we went into COVID, we had 36 in-flight magazines. So United, American, Singapore, Etihad, all these different airlines all around the world. And we came out of COVID with 3. So we had to transform it. So when you go through an airport, any of the major airports in the US and you see Reach TV, that's one of our brands. If you fly on any of the 13 major airlines that we work with, we're able to understand where you're going, how long you're spending there, what class you're sitting in, and therefore we can serve various messages to you. We are the marketplace where brands come and go, right, I want to reach somebody who's flying from New York to Miami on Tuesday. And then there are others are saying, I just want to reach Americans. I just want to reach Chinese people. I want to reach French people. We can target to every one of those genres.
And I was just thinking about it. It's such an extraordinarily target audience. But you think about it, if you're a realtor in Miami, well, that's the target. I mean, there you go. You got somebody who can afford multiple homes. They're going to be in the area. I mean, the way that you could play with that, and it's funny because, I, you know, obviously I travel, and that's where I see the pitch for the ridiculously expensive watch, you know, the custom suit and all, you know, all the different things that I don't ever see. It, now that you mention it, the things that I see when I travel is never the advertising I see any other place. It's totally high-end, very niche, always talking to me like I must be special for them to want to be like, because I could actually afford these things and they want me.
100%. You hit the nail on the head. You know, we used to, it was funny because we used to have in 2007, we used to have 60 pages a month of real estate. And then 2007 came, we went from 60 pages to none. And we thought, oh, you know, sometimes when you've had one sector for so long, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go and find it. We pivoted very, very quickly and found other sectors. But Miami, when we did American Way, which is the American magazine, we used to have sort of a dozen pages of property. American decided they didn't want the magazine anymore. Those clients who'd for years told us they didn't want to go into the United magazine because that wasn't their audience. They were only interested in the American audience, started to buy American. And guess what happens? They realized that there was a whole catch of flyers they hadn't been talking to before. And this generated a whole new set of buyers. So, you know, the thing I love about marketing and the thing I hate about marketing is marketeers.
Oh, this is what I tell everyone in business. Business has three pillars. There's only three things in business that you have to figure out. But you can't fail at any of these. Number one is you have to be able to attract customers. You have to be able to sell to customers. You got to be able to, you know, convert them, obviously. Number three is you got to be able to fulfill what it is you sold. At the end of the day, you got to do those three things. But attracting customers and always finding, I always tell people, no, you want to find five highways to your business. If you have one working, you better go find a second one. You got two working, you better find a third. And you look at, I mean, your target audience, and you had such a, you know, you have a chokehold on it.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm working... Google and Facebook are operating at a 98% fail rate. Right? To me, it's incredible that any media can get away with failing on such a high percentage. And I noticed one of our competitors today advertising that they've gone from a 2% average rate to a 4%. And I'm thinking, we're operating in the 10s, 15s, 25% return rate. So I just think there's a lot of people out there doing lots of bad media, lots of bad marketing, lots of buying expensive and wrong places. We might not be the cheapest, and we're certainly not the cheapest on the kid on the block, but we get people results. We get them return on their spend. And I think that's what's so important. And I think for entrepreneurs coming through, they need to understand that it's not how much you spend, it's where you spend it and where it's going to give you the best return for your money.
Yeah, this is, I've always viewed marketing. Marketing is never a spend. It's an ROI. It's a return on investment. If you're not, it's just a number category. I just did in something where I never spent. I spent $100,000 over nearly a month. I would have never imagined I would ever spend that level of money on advertising, but I was getting an ROI every day. Like I was looking at what I was spending and I was getting an ROI and I'm like, I'm not spending this money. I'm just moving money from my left pocket to my right. My right one's getting filled a little bit heavier.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful description of it.
Yeah. I mean, really, I was just moving money around. I was never, the 100,000 never came out of my pocket for more than a few hours, a day, a week. It got replenished in sales on the other end of it. I got Simon Leslie with me here, Inc. Global. I wanted to have somebody on the on the podcast with an accent. I haven't had anybody for a while. How can my audience connect with you and your company, Simon?
So the company's Inc. Global. I'd encourage any entrepreneur to go out and read at least one of my three books. The first one is There's No F in Sales. And I'll tell you this, I'm never writing a book with a negative title ever again, because when I wrote that book, within 6 months, we'd gone from all that money to zero. So I had to be very careful. The second book, which I wrote, is basically a description of what you and me have just talked about. It's called White Belt Thinking. And it's a story of mentors, guides, people helping you, making great decisions, having the right attitude and the right beliefs. It's a fable I wrote during COVID. And the big book, which is 356 pages, includes your friends, Bradley, Tim Grover, Tim Story, all lots of people like that, Jordan Belfort, where they came in and they talked to me about how you change, how you get yourself out of this pickle. And that's called Equanimity, and that's available on Amazon as well. And you can follow me on LinkedIn, because every month I write what I do every month. I do a diary of what I've done. And if you don't think that I'm consistent to my words, just read those, read the first 4 months of this year. You'll see how many places I've been to, how many events I've been to, and I'm living the best life. And the reason I'm doing that is because that was a commitment I made to myself during COVID.
I love it. Again, Simon, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Those books will be in the show notes, because Vincent's a genius and he's listening to everything I'm saying. Simon, thank you again. To my audience, this podcast was brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need help with sales, you need help with marketing, you don't understand it, reach out to getstartedmarketing.com. We will talk again soon.